You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 6.5 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Monday, October the 22nd. And we have some help for you this hour if you've ever had any problems getting enough sleep. And chances are you are experiencing those problems. As our guest says, 76% of all Americans have a sleeping disorder of some sort, problems getting to sleep or staying asleep. Ironically, I woke up at 11 o'clock last night and couldn't get back to sleep. So it's getting close to bedtime for me right now, but I'm not going to nod off, and I hope you won't either. As we talk about sleep, the importance of getting sleep, why we don't sleep enough or as healthily as we can, and how we can get healthy sleep. This is all detailed in a new CD, an audiobook put together by our guest. He is a sleep therapist, and it is our special thank you gift to you this hour for a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio of $100 or more. And Cheryl Gasser, my colleague at Wisconsin Public Radio, has more information on that. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning, Joy. For a pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, we'll be happy to send you the audio CD, Healthy Sleep. You learn how to fall asleep easily, sleep more deeply, sleep through the night, which is something many of us don't do, and how to wake up refreshed. Yours for a pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. If you want to up that to $120, we'll also send you the member benefit card, good for 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants, 2 nights for the price of 1 at bed and breakfast, where you can get a healthy night's sleep. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
And not to overload you with all of the special thank you gifts we have, but a very special thank you gift put together by our pledge drive gurus this hour and this hour only, because drinking water is a part of a healthy lifestyle as well. You will also get the Wisconsin Public Radio water bottle. You will get the Healthy Sleep CD, and you will get the member benefit card if you pledge $180 to Wisconsin Public Radio, $15 a month or more, and all three of those wonderful thank you gifts are coming your way this hour. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. And Cheryl, this is the last hour of my program during this fall pledge drive, so I'm hoping that we will have an outstanding showing of support from listeners who want to help pay for this program and will help us reach our $10,000 goal.
1-800-383-9772. It really is a perfect pairing, this Healthy Sleep CD along with the Wisconsin Public Radio water bottle, because how you eat, what you drink, your diet and exercise do affect your sleep. It's something that I learned from the audiobook Healthy Sleep, yours for a pledge, along with the water bottle and the member benefit card for $180 a year. Break it down by the day. It's 50 cents a day. I think I'd pay 50 cents a day for a good night's sleep. How about you? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
I am really looking forward to our discussion this hour, too, with Dr. Ruben Nyman. He is a sleep therapist, as I mentioned. His colleague is also someone I'm sure you have heard of, Dr. Andrew Weil. Both are collaborated on this audiobook or this CD on healthy sleep, which has all sorts of information on why we have trouble sleeping and what we can do about it, including some tracks on here that you can listen to guide you into sleep. And what I should have done at 11 o'clock last night when I woke up and was thinking about the day ahead and the stresses of life and other things going on in my mind, I should have put on this CD. But instead, because I normally get up just a couple of hours later, I seriously get up at 2 o'clock in the morning, I decided I would just stay up and prepare for the day ahead. But this is a wonderful CD with all sorts of information on this from Dr. Nyman and Dr. Weil. And it is yours, along with the water bottle and the member benefit card, for a pledge of $180 during this hour. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
On the Ideas Network, you get a chance to hear from pundits, politicians, and professors, experts in many fields, like this hour's guest, Dr. Nyman. What is that worth to you, to hear those voices, to hear different sides of the story, to have tips on how to live a better life, how to make the world a better place? Joy covers it all, from your health to politics, the economy, the environment. What is that worth? A pledge of any level makes you a member, but a pledge for $180 will get you the audio CD, Healthy Sleep, the Wisconsin Public Radio reusable, environmentally friendly water bottle with our logo on it, along with the member benefit card. Call in now, 800-383-9772.
Hey, and if you don't want the water bottle and you don't want the member benefit card, but you do want the CD on Healthy Sleep, it's $100, a wonderful donation to Wisconsin Public Radio, plus we will send you the Healthy Sleep CD as our thank you for that pledge of $100. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
1-800-383-9772. You call that number, you tell the volunteer who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you want to pay for it. You can put it on a credit card, over the phone, or on the internet at WPR.org. You can also have us send you a bill in the mail. You can pay monthly, you can pay quarterly, or all at once. The options are endless. We make it as convenient for you to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio as possible. The important decision, though, is to decide to make that step and become a member. 800-383-9772.
Cheryl, stand by. I'm going to welcome in our guest now. Reuben Nyman is a clinical psychologist specializing in behavioral sleep and dream medicine. He is also the director of sleep programs at Miraville Resorts. He is a sleep specialist and clinical assistant professor of medicine in the integrative medicine program at the University of Arizona in Tucson. And as I mentioned, he's co-author, co-presenter of this audiobook, this CD, Healthy Sleep. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Joy?
I'm wonderful. Thanks a lot for being with us. I'll ask you more about my problem later in getting up at 11 o'clock last night. But why do you think so many of us have problems sleeping? 76%, you say, have problems with it?
Well, I think the short answer to that is lifestyle. You know, lifestyle evolves over time, and there's certainly been so many evolutions, changes in how we live, particularly over the last 50 years, that we don't notice these. And I think we consume a whole lot more energy than we know. And I'm not talking about at an environmental or industrial level, but even personally, biologically, psychologically. We just take in a lot of energy, and in a sense we buzz, and we do this in the way we eat, the way we relate to information. And a few people know that also the way we relate to light impacts the energy in our being. So I think in some respects we sizzle, you know, we're just taking on more than we're able to release, and it keeps us activated, energized, and awake at night.
Yeah, I think I read where you say we are getting too much light at night and not enough good light during the day.
Yeah, there's really an irony here, because when nature, in the form of sunlight, provides us with healthy energy, we tend to go indoors and turn on lights. And the lights that we're exposed to during the day are significantly dimmer and of much poorer quality compared to the light that we would get outside. In fact, on a cloudy day, it's 8 to 10 times brighter outdoors than it is indoors in a well-lit room. And then, of course, at night, the problem's reversed. We're seeing more and more concern with what we call LAN, L-A-N, which stands for light at night. And we have to come to realize that light is energy, and even though we don't consume it directly, it's absorbed. It's absorbed through our eyes. It's probably absorbed through other parts of the body as well. And it energizes us, and it tells the brain that it's still daytime. It encourages the brain to remain in waking consciousness, and it also suppresses melatonin, which is something that Dr. Weil and I discuss on our CD. Melatonin is, I think, in some ways a misunderstood, mysterious molecule. But it turns out to be a very, very critical mediator of our experience of night and sleep and dreams. Mm.
Do you recommend people consider taking a melatonin supplement if they're having problems sleeping?
I do. Exactly what you said, Joy. I recommend they consider it. I don't think there's a one-size-fits-all solution to sleep problems, but I think because the vast majority of us are overexposed to light at night, we have personal histories of years of suppression of a natural melatonin production and release process. That there's data that shows that the pineal gland, this exquisite, sometimes referred to third eye in the center of the brain, begins to calcify as we age. And now we might argue that that's a natural form of aging, but I think it's the result of this chronic suppression of melatonin through light. So I do think it's something worth considering, and I think, unfortunately, there's mixed information about melatonin. Not everything out there is useful or valid, but as I say, it is something that Dr. Weil and I discuss on the audiobook, and yeah. It's worth considering.
Yeah, before we get into more advice on what we might consider to get better sleep, why is this such a big deal? So what if I wake up, 3 hours earlier than I should, and I'm, surviving on 6 hours or 5 hours of sleep a night rather than eight?
Well, the question is, what does surviving mean? And of course, everybody knows we can get by with less sleep. Most of us, from time to time, if not more frequently, cut our sleep short. We go to bed late, we get up early, and it becomes routine. The impact of sleep loss is pernicious. It sort of erodes both our physical and emotional health and our productivity as well. So there's a lot of data on this now, and it continues to grow. And we've discovered very strong links between chronic sleep deprivation, sleep loss, and significant increases in heart disease, including stroke, high blood pressure, heart attack. We see significant increases in cancers across the board linked to being a short sleeper, sleeping 5 or 6 or less hours a night. We see significant jumps in metabolic disorders like diabetes. In fact, losing just 3 or 4 hours of sleep in one night will cause a spike in insulin resistance the very next day. We have very strong evidence linking chronic sleep loss and depression. In fact, people who don't sleep well for about a year are at greatest risk of becoming clinically depressed. Insomnia is the single strongest predictive factor for future clinical depression. So there's good reason to be concerned. Our ability to rest well at night, is about our ability to rejuvenate. The immune system is restored at night. In fact, people who don't sleep well tend to have a higher incidence of viral infections. So it goes on and on and on. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not the only reason to be concerned about sleep. I think there's a more compelling reason, and that's, in short, when we rest well, we're more passionate, we're more creative, we're more alive. I think, essentially, we become happier people.
We are talking with Ruben Nyman. He is a sleep specialist. He is a clinical psychologist who specializes in sleep and dream medicine, and he is the co-author, I guess you would say, of this audiobook, a CD on healthy sleep. His other co-author is Dr. Andrew Weil. We're talking about how to get healthy sleep, and we will welcome your questions for our guest and your experiences. If you want to call 1-800-642-1234, that's our call-in number to talk on the air. Or you can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We'll get to your questions for our guest, Dr. Ruben Nyman, in just one moment, talking about how to improve our sleep. And joining me to try to improve the bottom line this hour, just for a few minutes, Wisconsin Public Radio's Cheryl Gasser. Cheryl, this is the last day of our pledge drive, and we have a $10,000 goal for this last hour of my program. And so far, $835 raised.
Thank you so much to the eight of you who have called in a pledge or pledged online. WPR.org or 800-383-9772. Has Wisconsin Public Radio ever kept you company on a sleepless night? I know I've tuned into the BBC many a time when I could not fall asleep. And the BBC costs Wisconsin Public Radio $10,000 a year to bring that to you for the BBC overnight service. Help to pay for the BBC, for Joy Cardine, for all the shows, the wonderful programs that you hear on Wisconsin Public Radio. And we have a special thank you gift this hour for you for your support.
For a pledge of $100 to Wisconsin Public Radio, we will send you the CD, Healthy Sleep, which gives you all sorts of advice and information on how to fall asleep easier, perhaps, than you have been, how to sleep more deeply, how to sleep through the night. Are you like me and every once in a while will wake up hours before the alarm and can't get back to sleep? And how you can wake up refreshed. So all sorts of information on this CD to promote healthy sleep. It includes three tracks to guide you into sleep, and that's interesting. So when you wake up, you can pop in this CD, and that will help. And you just heard Dr. Nyman talk about how important it is for us to get a good, restful sleep. We will be happier people because of it. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. The number to call to make a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio. That will make you feel happy, too. It will make Wisconsin Public Radio happy because we will be able to pay for the programming that we deliver every day to you. And you can pick up a copy of this CD, Healthy Sleep, for a pledge of $100 a year or more. And we do have more if you want to pledge more.
And that's right, for a pledge of $180 a year, that's 50 cents a day, we will send you not only the Healthy Sleep CD, but also the very handsome Wisconsin Public Radio water bottle, eco-friendly, 36 ounces. It has our logo on it, a way for you to sort of tout your support of Wisconsin Public Radio wherever you go. Those two gifts coming your way, along with the member benefit card, good for two-for-one entrees, online shopping discounts, two nights for the price of one at bed and breakfasts around Wisconsin and neighboring states, all yours for a pledge of $15 a month to WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
And if you're by a computer or maybe even listening on the computer right now, you can listen online to this program while you make your pledge at WPR.org. Let's get back to the conversation about sleep and healthy sleep and welcome your calls to talk with Reuben Nyman, who is a sleep specialist. He is with the program in integrative medicine at the University of Arizona in Tucson, among other things. And our number, if you'd like to call in a question, is 1-800-642-1234. And Paul in Marshfield joins us first. Hi, Paul. You're on the air.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Falling asleep is not a problem, whether in any position. But dreaming, I wish I could shut off dreaming. If I'm asleep for a mere 5 minutes, I'm in dreaming, and so many times wake up exhausted from the dreams. I'm not looking to have my dreams analyzed. I just wish I could sleep without dreaming.
You wouldn't want him to do that, would you, Dr. Nyman?
No, but Paul, thank you for raising that issue because it touches on some very important points. And one of them I've been trying to make for a couple of years is that Americans seem to be aware now that they're sleep deprived. But I think we are at least as dream deprived as we are sleep deprived. And dreaming is quite different from sleep, even though we consider it part of sleep. And there are many, many health benefits associated with dreaming, including mental health benefits. Dreaming supports healthy memory. Here's the problem. Normally when we sleep, we dream mostly in the latter half of the night. If for various reasons we're not getting sufficient dreaming, that dream material will push its way up with some force, it's called a dream rebound, into earlier parts of the night and displace sleep. Now, I hear comments like the one you offered, Paul, from lots of people, and the problem is not so much the dream that's causing you to sort of struggle. It's your reaction to the dream. And we can cultivate a new posture toward dreaming. I think to begin with, we have to really get that dreaming is essential. It's important. Even so-called bad dreams and even nightmares can actually have very positive impacts on our lives. So what I'd encourage you to do is stop fighting the dream. It's the fight. It's the fighting with the dream that's causing you to be exhausted. It's not the dream itself. If we can release into it, if we can open to it, then the dream will move through us. It'll be a bit like watching a movie. And even if it's not the most comfortable movie at times, we can watch it from a relaxed place.
Rita, thank you very much, Paul, for the call. Rita in Wauwatosa is on the air now. Good morning.
Hi. This is exactly what my question is about. I'm reading Jeremy Taylor's book, Where People Fly and Water Runs Uphill. Mm-hmm. And he says in the book that mind-altering substances like alcohol, marijuana, and various cocoa derivatives and other drugs that people are on, like Haldol and other things, prevent us from dreaming, having deep REM sleep, which causes us not to be as emotionally and mentally healthy as we should
be. Right. Well, not only those substances, but many commonly consumed substances. So medications, for example, NSAIDs, aspirin, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, suppress melatonin, and to some degree can suppress dreaming. I think some very good medications, many beta blockers can also suppress melatonin. Other questionable medications, minor tranquilizers like benzodiazepines, Ativan, Xanax, Klonopin, Restoril, significantly suppress dreaming. And here's the kicker, almost every antidepressant on the market today significantly suppresses dreaming. So this is something our culture, I think, needs to take a good hard look at. Our posture toward the dream is that it's unnecessary, secondary at best, and I think this dismissive posture impacts the quality of our lives in a big way.
Thank you very much, Rita, for the call. Mitch in Green Bay, you're on the air.
Hi. I just read an article on vitamin D and how it fights cancer and other diseases and helps our immune system, and they say that we don't get enough good light, i.e. the sunlight, and that we should be supplementing ourselves more with the vitamin supplement, because we're not getting the good light, and that we're spending too much time in the artificial light.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So would a supplement of vitamin D help?
Well, I think that's a personal medical question, but certainly one that's worth addressing, because as Mitch is saying, we're seeing more and more data suggesting that there are lots of negative health consequences associated with vitamin D deficiency. And it is true that we can create vitamin D from exposure to the sun. Now, this is not about going out and sunbathing every day. It seems also, though, as we get older, the capacity for our skin to create vitamin D gets somewhat diminished. So, again, it's a personal and important medical question as to whether or not to supplement.
We are talking about getting a good night's sleep with our guest, Ruben Nyman, who is the co-author and presenter of the CD Healthy Sleep, where you can find out how to fall asleep easily, sleep more deeply, sleep through the night, wake up refreshed. And we are welcoming your questions for him about how you can do all that. But we're also welcoming your pledges of support this hour, which is the last hour of our fall pledge drive for my program. So not much time left for you to pledge your support. Cheryl Gasser joins me with an update.
Good morning. It's about half an hour to go. And we're halfway into the goal, $10,000 is our goal for this last hour of the pledge drive for Joy's show. You have raised $1,500. Thank you so much for your support. 5 brand new members to Wisconsin Public Radio. Whether you're a new member or a renewing member, we welcome your support. And again, for a pledge of $100 a year or more, we'll be happy to send you the audio CD, Healthy Sleep, 2-CD set. Talks about whether you have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, some tips for you. Think about how great you feel after a really good night's sleep, and imagine if you could have that every night. Making a pledge will also make you feel really great. That 1-800-383-9772 is the number, or WPR.org is the website. You can pledge online, not miss a minute of the program, pick up the CD, two CD set for a pledge of $100 a year or more.
You can find out how to create a cozy bedroom on the CD, a comprehensive, optimal sleep environment. We'll talk a little bit about that on the program, but all sorts of other ideas for you to consider as you try to adopt a healthier lifestyle to in order to get a better night's sleep, and what you might do to cope with those wakeless, when you wake up in the middle of the night. 1-800-383-9772. Looking for your support, your pledge to support Wisconsin Public Radio programming and to help us reach this $10,000 goal that we have on this last day of the pledge drive, the $10,000 goal for this, my last hour. I'm going to suggest that if you would like a number of wonderful thank you gifts, including this two CD set of Healthy Sleep, that you pledge $180 to Wisconsin Public Radio or more. That's $15 a month or more. We will send you the CD, the two CDs, and which also includes a little brochure, by the way, with some guidelines and tips in that. And we will send you the Wisconsin Public Radio water bottle, the eco-friendly, reusable Wisconsin Public Radio logoed water bottle, because we know drinking water is good for a healthy lifestyle. And you will get the member benefit card, which is good for all that free stuff at restaurants and bed and breakfasts and cultural attractions. All of that, the member benefit card, the water bottle, and the Healthy Sleep CDs for a pledge of $15 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772.
Take a minute to think about all the ways in which Wisconsin Public Radio has improved your life. You're better informed because you listen. You take part in your community. You care about the health of the world around you. You care about the health, the fiscal health of Wisconsin Public Radio, and you can do something about it with a pledge of support. WPR.org or 1-800-383-9772. Make a pledge, and every time you tune in to hear Wisconsin Public Radio, pat yourself on the back and say, I helped to make that possible.
Our guest is Reuben Nyman, a clinical psychologist who specializes in behavioral sleep and dream medicine. He is the sleep specialist and clinical assistant professor of medicine in the program in integrative medicine at the University of Arizona in Tucson. His colleague at the integrative medicine program, Dr. Andrew Weil, is also the co-author or co-presenter on this Healthy Sleep CD package. We are welcoming your questions about sleep for Dr. Nyman at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Before we go back to the phones, Dr. Nyman, what is COSE, C-O-S-E?
C-O-S-E, actually pronounced COSE.
Okay.
It refers to a model for a comprehensive, optimal sleep environment. And this is an area where I think we need to focus a lot more attention. Most of us don't recognize how critical our relationship to the bed and the bedroom is in terms of quality sleep. You know, if we think about sleep in terms of a descent into what I think metaphorically is the sea of sleep, we descend into these waters, most of us don't go deeply. We don't sink to the bottom of this wonderful, serene pool. We end up snorkeling. So we're in the waters of sleep, if you will, mm-hmm. but we stay tethered to the waking world. And this is both a psychological and an environmental issue. We need to realize that to sink deeply into sleep, the environment needs to let us go. And in a sense, we get snagged on all of these things at the shoreline. Specifically, we need to make sure that our bedroom is dark at night. Light, even small amounts of light, will trickle past or through the closed eyelid and compromise melatonin process and potentially keep us from going deeply into sleep. Background noise is a little more obvious. Even if we think we're asleep, it can keep us tethered to the waking world. Less obvious is room temperature. And our bodies and our brains are designed to cool at night. Just as the environment cools when the sun goes down, our bodies are meant to cool as we go deeper and deeper into sleep. So we need to make sure that the bedroom is no more than 68 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that's not about staying cold at night. We can use all the covers or comforters we like, but we need to make sure that the room itself is cool so that our body can dissipate heat. So these are examples of the kind of sleep environment that's referred to under cozy.
I'm smiling because I might be giving listeners too much information, but speaking of dissipating heat, that's what wakes up a lot of women my age in the middle of the night, and you can't get back to sleep.
Yeah. You know, I was saying earlier that in short, sleep problems are about taking in too much energy. Well, the other part of that is letting go of energy. And we can think of this as being both biological, psychological, and environmental. So, yeah, if there's heat in our system, we want to be able to release it. And some of that is psychological. Lots of people take too many thoughts into bed with them. They're not able to release that. People take too many emotions into bed with them. And then we literally take energy into bed with us if we've had alcohol or too much caffeine or high glycemic foods. It energizes the body. So we want to be conscious about releasing, about letting go. You know, it's interesting, in the larger scope of this, there's a little comment on my website that says that charity is one of the greatest sleep elixirs. And I truly believe that releasing and letting go is also about giving. And so many of us live out of fear and we hold on. So it makes, I was just thinking
so,
about your...
So giving to Wisconsin Public Radio will help us sleep? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly where I'm going. I didn't want to be so blatant about it, but I'm serious. I think there's some truth to that. I do think that the charity really helps us. The act of releasing and trusting helps us to let go and to rest and sleep better.
Well, I can't pass up this opportunity. Just for one more quick number, and then I'll go to more calls. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Call that number and give to Wisconsin Public Radio so Wisconsin Public Radio can continue to give to you. Pledge whatever you'd like. If you would like Dr. Nyman's CD, Healthy Sleep, the pledge is $100, but you can go more than that, and we'll send you more than the CD as well. 1-800-383-9772. Faith in Osceola is with us. Hi, Faith. You're on the air.
Hi, and thanks for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I have a twofold question. One is relating to computer work at night and if that affects the melatonin and the light, as you described earlier. The other is that I'm a physician assistant, and I see a lot of patients for insomnia and or depression. And if you could just elaborate more on that, you know, not only insomnia causing depression, as you talked about earlier, but the other way around, insomnia or depression actually causing insomnia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, great questions, Faith. So real quickly about computers, you know, computer screens, monitors in general, including television sets, give off an inordinate amount of blue light. Now, what that means, of course, is that because all light contains the full spectrum, there's extra blue light in it. And the reason I emphasize that is we now know that blue light is the specific band in the spectrum that suppresses melatonin. So we have to be particularly careful about exposure to television sets, to monitors, to computers. One of the things I recommend is people consider using what we call Z glasses. These are special lenses that we can wear at night. They don't alter what we see, but they block out the blue light, so they allow us to be awake. So these are special kinds of glasses. They're also linked on my website if people are interested. And the second question is a very important one and a complex one. Generally, when we look at the data linking depression and sleep, it becomes really hard to segregate the two. In fact, I believe, and many of my colleagues believe, that depression and insomnia are flip sides of the same coin. So we want to treat them both. And, you know, there some of the treatments for sleep are treatments for depression. For example, healthy exposure to light patterns, good light during the day, particularly in the morning, less light at night can help adjust circadian rhythms. And it can also have a positive impact on sleep. In our program, the Program of Integrative Medicine, we very successfully use alternatives to certain medications, antidepressants. You might be familiar with using high doses of fish oil, B vitamins, St. John's wort. So there's a whole new set of options available for treating depression. But I do believe that a critical part of treating any kind of clinical depression is paying attention to sleep issues. And in short, I've come to believe that depression is associated with a chronic loss of dreaming. So depressed people need to be encouraged to dream, to pay attention to their dreams. I also think depression, big picture-wise, is an understandable reaction to our frenetic industrialization. We work too hard and too much. And I think in some ways depressed people are among the most sensitive beings. They're reacting to this acceleration. And I think depressed people need to be encouraged to rest, not to be given stimulants or not to be pushed back into activity prematurely. But I think in that rest is a kind of healing that comes to the fore.
Our guest is Ruben Nyman, a clinical psychologist who specializes in behavioral sleep and dream medicine. He is the sleep specialist and a clinical assistant professor of medicine in the program in integrative medicine at the University of Arizona in Tucson. He is also the director of sleep programs at the Miraval Resorts. We're talking about how to get a good night's sleep. And we are welcoming your questions for him, and we are also welcoming your support to Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. $3,800 plus some change raised toward that $10,000 goal that we have this hour. That's really a great start, but only 15 more minutes left in the program for you to show your support during this morning program on this, the last day of our pledge drive, and only about 15 more minutes to take advantage of this wonderful set of thank you gifts that we have for your pledge of $15 a month or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. The $180 pledge entitles you to not only the member benefit card, which has all those wonderful benefits that you've heard us talk about, and it entitles you to the Wisconsin Public Radio water bottle, which is a nice thing to carry around to show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio, including the water, which is good for a healthy lifestyle. Plus, it'll get you the 2-CD set of healthy sleep, all this information that we're hearing about this hour on how to get a good night's sleep, including 3 tracks on this CD to guide you into sleep. CD put together by our guest, Dr. Ruben Nyman, and his colleague, Dr. Andrew Weil. The number to call to make a pledge to pick up these great gifts, 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $100 if you just want the CD. $180 will get you the whole shebang. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Working toward a $10,000 goal on this, my last hour of our fall pledge drive. Our next caller for our guest is Devin. Devin in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, Devin.
Morning.
Yeah, I was just curious what your guest has to say about those of us who maybe haven't gotten enough sleep at night, what he would suggest for napping. I know sometimes I feel like I haven't gotten enough sleep, but I'm afraid to go back to sleep because I'm not going to wake up and I'll miss the whole day, and I just get, you know, obsessed with not getting the things done that I need to get done for the day.
Right. Well, the story with napping is that napping in general is a very healthy practice, and it appears that all mammals are genetically predisposed to nap. Having said that, if you have chronic sleep problems, it's probably a good idea to wait to start to nap until you correct your nighttime sleep, because what it'll do is it'll reduce the pressure to sleep at night a little bit. So unless you have some very pressing situation that requires you to be alert, it's better to try to go to bed and get up at about the same time every day and avoid naps until your sleep improves.
Thank you, Devin. And Heidi and Toma, hi, you're on the air.
Thank you. I was, earlier you had mentioned something briefly about insulin resistance being linked with sleep deprivation.
Yes.
And I have PCOS, which is a insulin resistant disorder. And I was wondering how the two are linked and what I can do. And also how I do have problems with sleep because I've got three young children, and my husband gets called out at night a lot, and I take Ambien sometimes. Mm-hmm. How does that affect sleep, and is that helpful?
Well, I think short-term use of sleep medication, if I can start with that, mm-hmm. Is fine if somebody's in a crisis or has a medical problem that requires that. But unfortunately, too many people become dependent on these medications, and I think in the long run, I believe they don't truly provide natural sleep. They provide a kind of simulated sleep, a sort of chemical knockout. So, you know, in the end, I think it's better to rely on our own innate capacity to fall asleep. You know, in terms of insulin problems in general, I can't comment on your case, of course, but, you know, we're a culture that's dependent on what I call counterfeit energies. And because we're so sleepy, because we don't rest well at night, we go looking for spikes, for turbocharged energy during the day. Of course, obvious examples of this are caffeine-laden drinks, coffee and so on, or other energy drinks. But we're also, as a culture, I think we're dependent on high glycemic foods. These are highly processed carbohydrates that spike our energy and then sort of ricochets down. I think part of this, too, is our dependence or our strange interest in adrenaline and drama. We're so attracted to that. And I think all of this sort of lumps together as counterfeit energy. We're attracted to these spikes in energy because they temporarily alleviate our sleepiness. In order to avoid those, I mean, the best medicine is prevention, and that's to prevent ourselves from being tired, to allow ourselves to be energized during the day. We do this, of course, by sleeping well at night. So there is data showing that if you sleep better, it helps with symptoms both of insulin resistance and diabetes.
Well, I know I'm going to sleep better, Dr. Nyman, because we are doing so well during our pledge drive and during this particular hour. 43 people so far have called in to support this program during this hour, and I'll bet you most of them picked up a copy of your Healthy Sleep CD package. We thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Reuben Nyman is, along with Dr. Andrew Weil, the co-authors, co-presenters of this Healthy Sleep CD package. Find out how to fall asleep easily, sleep more deeply, sleep through the night, and wake up refreshed by picking up a copy of this CD for a pledge of $100 a year or more to Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. You can pledge online. And Cheryl Gasser, we're more than halfway toward that $10,000 goal.
Listeners have raised nearly $6,000 this hour in support of Wisconsin Public Radio, in support of Joy's program and all that you hear on the air 24 hours a day. We are here for you. We're asking you to be there for us. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org for a pledge of $100. We'll be happy to send you Dr. Nyman's 2-CD set, Healthy Sleep, along with our thanks for your support. Or if you'd like to pick up the member benefit card and the Wisconsin Public Radio water bottle, that yours for a pledge of $180 along with the CD. Break it down, $15 a month or 50 cents a day.
Yeah, you'll get all that neat stuff for the pledge of $15 a month or more, plus the satisfaction in knowing that you help pay for a service that you depend on and that so many people around the state of Wisconsin and beyond find value in. And not everybody's able to contribute, but you are. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, to make your pledge and join Andrea in Madison, who called in a pledge this hour, who says she's a student at UW-Madison and that your programming has gotten me through finals, midterms, and a few long research papers. So look at my small donation as more of a bribe. If WPR keeps up with the great programming, I'll do better in school and graduate sooner. The sooner I graduate and get a job, the sooner I can give the donation that WPR truly deserves. Well, that's really kind of you, Andrea. I'm glad we can help you in your education. And Cheryl, Wisconsin Public Radio, I find, is an education in itself, isn't it?
It yeah. truly is. It's lifelong learning. Think of everything you learn on Wisconsin Public Radio. You probably learn something new every hour, every day, however, whenever you listen, a new idea, a new point of view, something that makes you think. And that's wonderful to hear from you, Andrea, with your pledge. Now, how about you, whether you're a student, whether you are a professional, whatever the level, it's completely up to you. We want to hear from you. Improve your health and the health of Wisconsin Public Radio with a pledge of $100 a year or more. We'll send you Dr. Nyman's 2-CD set on healthy sleep. Get a good night's sleep. Be happier during the day. Enjoy your life. Even more, with your pledge of support, well, thank you so much.
It's lots of great information on this CD or two CDs, plus this little pamphlet that has some written facts and figures and tips to follow, like various lifestyle factors that will influence your sleep, the benefits of various natural sleep aids, creating that cozy, comprehensive, optimal sleep environment, plus much, much more on this 2-CD package for healthy sleep, yours for a pledge of $100 or more to Wisconsin Public Radio, but only for the next 5 minutes or so. 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or pledge online at WPR.org. Help us reach this $10,000 goal that is on the line right now during this, my last hour of our fall pledge drive.
You heard lots of great advice from Dr. Nyman during the hour, but there's so much more information in the 2-CD set. He recommends bedtime routines to help calm and get you ready for bed. And you can learn more about this if you pick up the CD with a pledge of $100 or more a year to Wisconsin Public Radio. Make the pledge $180 a year and pick up the member benefit card, as well as the Wisconsin Public Radio water bottle. Think of everything that you learn on Wisconsin Public Radio, how Joy's show alone has helped you to improve your quality of life. Make a pledge, 1-800-383-9772.
$7,200 raised toward that $10,000 goal, and about 5 minutes left in the hour. Please consider making that pledge to become a member of Wisconsin Public Radio or to renew your membership to Wisconsin Public Radio. Tens of thousands of people have donated to Wisconsin Public Radio over the years so that Wisconsin Public Radio can be here for you. Do you think it's your turn? 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
This is really quality radio, and quality does cost. We are coming to you now to ask you to put a price, your very own price, on what kind of quality is, what kind of quality is worth to you? Is it worth a dollar a week, a dollar a day, more? There's no minimum, no maximum. The amount is completely up to you. But again, your last chance in this remaining about 5 minutes or so to pick up the 2-CD set, Healthy Sleep, for a pledge of $100 a year or more.
And you heard him. We didn't ask Dr. Nyman to plug pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio, but a part of the healthy sleep can be feeling good about yourself and about the world and about others. Is the contribution, charitable giving, is a way to aid you in healthy sleep, one of many different factors. So you can your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio might help you get a better night's sleep tonight. I know it'll make you feel good to become a part owner in this service by making that contribution. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Just less than 4 minutes to go in the hour, less than 4 minutes for you to make your support of this program known and pick up this CD package on healthy sleep.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Make a pledge of $15 a month and pick up the 2-CD set, Healthy Sleep, the Wisconsin Public Radio water bottle, because we all know how important hydration is to a good night's sleep, and the member benefit card, giving you 2-for-1 entrees at over 250 restaurants, 2 nights for the price of 1 at bed and breakfast in Wisconsin and neighboring states, online shopping discounts, and the list goes on. That member benefit card, a year-round benefit to you, our way of saying thank you to you for your support. at 1-800-383-9772. Help us reach that $10,000 goal during this, our last hour of the Pledge Drive for Joy show.
1-800-383-9772. Or WPR.org. Remember, the pledge of $15 a month or more will get you all sorts of thank you gifts, including the Healthy Sleep CDs and the water bottle and the member benefit card. But pledge because you value this service and that you want this service to continue. You want this information coming to you and others who can't afford, perhaps, to make a contribution for a long time to come. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Thank you so much. If you have already called in a pledge or made a pledge online at WPR.org, but perhaps you have let your membership lapse, and this would be a wonderful time to renew your membership, whether you or someone you know has trouble getting a good night's sleep, if you want to improve your waking hours, the CD will help you to do that with a pledge of $100 or more. We'll be happy to send that your way. WPR.org or 1-800-383-9772.
We can make this goal of $10,000 with your help. You can continue to call through the news, but I'm getting a little anxious here. $1,200 to go, but your pledge can help us reach that goal, especially if you pledge $1,200. You can do that too, you know. $100 a month, we've gotten many of those pledges before, but your pledge of $100 helps us reach that goal at 1-800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Thanks to Cheryl Gasser, and thank you for pledging. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.